Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This was a big weekend for my family because we put up the Christmas tree. And some people, I think, like putting up the Christmas tree is just like something they do casually or just throw it up. But it's always one of my favorite, biggest traditions for me and my family because it was probably one of my favorite days of the year as a kid. My mom and dad had this tradition where we would make a certain food. It was garnaches. And I sometimes have to Google it to see if it's a real thing, because essentially it's just nachos.
Yeah.
It is like bean dip with cheese on the top. But the reason we make this food on this day, and it was the only time of the year that we made this version of nachos, is because when my parents were dating growing up, they would go to these Blackhawks games. We grew up in the Chicagoland area, and they had Blackhawks season tickets back when they were like dirt cheap and the Blackhawks were terrible. And when they were dating, they would go to every single Blackhawks game. They sat in like the nosebleed seats.
How
yeah.
About that? That's
cool. They would sit in the nosebleed seats, and they went to the same restaurant before every single game, and they ate garnaches. And so when they finally had a family, that's the food we made every single holiday season, the day we put up the Christmas tree. And I lost my wife, my mom 5 years ago. And my wife has said, I want to keep this tradition. It was always such an important day to you. And so we make her notches and we put up the Christmas tree every single year. And so we did it this weekend.
That's awesome. I love mm-hmm. that you guys kept this going.
I love that my wife kept it going, too, because yep. it's something you could easily drop. Like, it's just like making nachos. And for some reason, it means so much to me when we make this food and we make cookies. And I just remember as a kid, I was the youngest. I have an older brother and my dad. They do most of the putting up the tree, and my mom would be making the cookies, and I would just be like the kid running around the house and stealing cookies as they came out of the oven, as they weren't like cool yet and they were still like warm and like melted right. and falling all over, and just be running around, and my mom would throw on Reba.
Her Christmas album. Yep.
She would listen to Reba, the Christmas album, every single year. And it's so funny because I told my wife, like, before we had a family, when I lost my mom, before we had kids, I said, man, I'm like Buddy the Elf. I love Christmas. I love everything about the lights and the spirit and the family time. I'm like, I'm going to be like one of those weird Christmas guys that are way too far over the top. And then every single time I hear a Reba Christmas song, specifically Silent Night, because my mom would listen to Silent Night from Reba and start crying. I'm going to start crying. And last year when we had my daughter, I just started bawling my eyes out when I heard Silent Night, because my mom always wanted a little girl. And this year, Reba, Silent Night comes on. I get all teary-eyed and things like that. I thought I was going to, like, be over it, but I look at, like, those, like, nothing makes me cry other than my mom and, like, those sentimental moments that right. I just mm-hmm. feel like I miss. And then feeling like a kid again, of the feeling and joy that you put up with the Christmas tree. But it also is this feeling of, like, a reminder that I miss her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting is, so then we talk so much about my mom on this day.
With your kids?
Yeah, with my kids, so they can like feel her presence and know who grandma nice. Is. And so we talk all about her. But my son dropped like this huge bomb on me when I'm putting him to bed, because I put him to bed at the end of the Christmas tree day, and then we're all excited. And we said, man, this was an awesome day. And he's so excited. And my son asked me, he goes, Dad, are you going to die?
Whoa,
big bomb.
That's a really big question.
Wow. Yeah, so I had to like explain to him like that everyone eventually dies, but I'm not going anywhere anytime soon, buddy. Right. But he's like, yeah, your mom died and she's not here. Are you going to leave me? And I was like, whoa, I'm not ready for these stages yet. But it's just so an interesting question to be asked. And feeling my mom's presence and her missing was like a real fear that like one day like he will be missing us. It was just this weird full circle moment for me. It was
lots
like crazy.
Of emotions
wow.
going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, really emotional excitement and joy of putting up the Christmas tree, but also this reality of like just missing your loved ones during this time of the year, right?
Totally. The holidays really like bring it full force when it comes to missing your loved ones. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But it seems like you guys are doing this in like an all loving, positive way. I'm looking at the pictures right now of your family putting together the tree, and you can just see the joy and you can feel the love and you can smell the garnachas. And I'm really glad that you guys do this together.
It's funny because there's this picture, and I'll post the video too, of my daughter putting up like a ornament, and she's so focused and so driven and like so, and I'm like,
which this, is you, Brett Mega.
It's no, it's more so my wife. My wife is like type A, like we gotta do everything perfect. And I'm like looking at it, I'm like, this is a mini you, Katie. Like,
yeah, that's
look,
scary.
Yeah, look what you created. Like now I got two people holding me accountable in our house. They're making sure this tree looks very, very perfect. Mm-hmm. I was like, ah, dang. You can see those pictures, they're up on our Instagram, Brett Mega Show on Instagram. But it feels like the holidays in my house.